Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Mem Vav, and we are on Mem He Amid Beis by the Mishnah. And we continue with the halachis of Niskalin and Nitlin. Says the Mishnah, call Haniskalin Nitlin Deveri Eliezer. Every person who is Chayev Skila, who is, we fulfill the mitzvah of Skila, as we said yesterday, Machlokas, Ramam, the Ramban, how many mitzvahs are counted, but everyone who is Niskal, is Nitle, is then hung afterwards. As we will see, it is not as we picture it. We see someone hanging. First of all, number one, the Misa is not done through the Tliya, right? The Misa is done through Skila, and then it is Tliya. And as we will see, on today's daf, the Tliya is about for about 5 seconds. Right, it's not like as any amount of time that really it would be seen by many people. Maybe for a few seconds, but that's it. It's up and down. That's to be mekayim the mitzvah of tliya. The Sefer Chinuch points discusses the mitzvah of tliya being as part of again showing the this person who is machal shem shamayim, you know, deserves an onesh, a kapara. But it's not that long that the person stays there, and therefore it's not really comparable or parallel to anything that we can think of in this regard. But either way, the halacha is according to Rabbi Eliezer that all those who were chayiv skila are then nitla. Div Rabbi Eliezer, Chum Omrim, Eino nitla, no. Chum say, Eino nitla, Ela Hamagadev, Vaha Oved Avodazara. Only one who blasphemes, someone who curses God, which is, as we know, one of the Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach as well, applying to all humanity, and Ha Oved Avodazara, and another one of the Sheva Mitzvos, Avodazara, those two are the only ones. We'll see the source, Be'ez Hashem, in the Gemara. Ha'ish tolan oso klapei ha'am, v'ya'isha paneh klapei ha'etz. Div Rabbi Eliezer, the man faces the out, and the woman faces the, as we'll see, the pole, or the eitz. Div Rabbi Eliezer. V'cham omrim, ha'ish nitla v'ene isha nitla. V'cham say no, a woman doesn't have the second part of the mitzvah, a woman is not nitla. Amr Rabbi Eliezer, v'halo, Shimon ben Shetach, Tala Nashim Ba'ashkelon. What about the story that we had? Rashi quoted it on Mem Dalad Amud Beis, the story of someone who had a vision, and in the vision it said, I'm reading Rashi on Mem Dalad Amud Beis, which we did not get to read 2 days ago. Amar Lo, he says, how long is this person going to be suffer? Amar Lo, and the vision was that Shiyama Shimon ben Shetach v'ikanis tachtav, until Shimon ben Shetach dies. And he says, well, what's going on? And the reason was given, Mibnesha Nashim Mechashvani Yisraelios, Sheish Ba'ashkelon. There are many women who are violating Isurim of witchcraft, and he's not doing anything. And eventually he brings them to justice, and he brought them to justice, and it says that he was told of them. So therefore, doesn't that show, Rabbi Eliezer says, that the halacha is that even women, Tala Nashim Ba'ashkelon, Amrulo, Shmonim Nashim, Tala Ve'edon Nishtayim B'yom Echad. He did 80 in one day, which already is a violation of the halacha about judging more than one person in one day. So you see, it must have been a harasha. So don't bring me any rayas from Shimon ben Shetach, because that was a different kind of case. The Aruch Laner here discusses, Baruch Hashem, we have the Aruch Laner on Sanhedrin and Makos, discusses here that it's not clear if you look at various sources. You look at the Rashi that we had, that we just referred to. You look at the Yerushalmi, there are different versions of the story. Exactly how much was it a harasha? That the emphasis in the versions of those stories are that he was told of the women. We just said that the tzliya, really, in the cases of the Chayvei Mises Bezdin, is after the death. Did he kill them through the tliya, or was it afterwards, like we usually have? So it's not 100% clear. Rashi's lashon is there on Mem Dalat Amabez. V'achas chalechad behem, as Rashi described, that he lifted each one of them up off of the ground, because witchcraft can only work when you are firmly planted on the earth with your feet on the earth. So he lifted them up. The yachlu lahem b'hotziyum v'tlaum kulam. Sounds like he didn't even do skila to them, right, according to that. So the Aruch Laner here says, Lo matzasi hechra, I al yidei tliya heimis osam osha saklan kedinam, v'yacharkam tla'an. That's also part of whether that was also a harasha, whether that was done unusually. V'yinei afsha b'chamakom lo kasav rak tla'an, b'mastisa kan uba rashi la'el v'chein b'rambam, even though in Rashi, Rambam, and our Mishnah, it only mentions tliya. Still, I think Nirlani has died. He should saklam. I don't think this was that different. I think skila happened first because, as we just mentioned, if it was just tliya, the Mishnah should have mentioned that. Forget the fact that he did two in one day. He didn't even do skila. He just did something that wasn't even in one of the Dalai Mises Bezdin. in a certain sense. So therefore, he assumes that really the skila was done, but the Arach Laner does discuss that issue. Either way, but the Gemara says it was a Heirah Shah, and therefore you can't learn anything from it. If you look in the Rambam in Perach of Dalet here in Hilchas Sanhedrin, the Rambam quotes this idea. The Rambam says Yesh lebezdin lahalkos misheina mechuyav malkos. We'll get to this position again later today as well. Filaharog misheina mechuyav misa lo lavar al divrei Torah lasas yag la Torah. So we'll get to that. V'kivan shero in bezdin shepartzu ha'am badavar yesh lem ligdar ulachazek hadavar kifi ma sheyira lahem hakala rasha lo shikva halacha ledaros. The Rabbah says, once in a while, Bezdin has to do something extreme in order to shake people up. Umaisa vitala shimon men shetach shvonim nashim yom echad ba'ashkelon. He doesn't mention the Niskal. V'lo hayusham kol darki adrisha v'chakira v'ha'atra v'lo edis brura. Ela harasha k'fi masha'ra. Shimon ben Shadach saw that what was needed for the time period, and therefore he did what he did. Good. Tana Rabbanan. So what is the source now for the machlokas between the Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, the first line of the Mishnah, whether all Niskal are Nitlin or only Megadev and Obed Avodah Zarah? Tana Rabbanan, v'humas v'salisa, yachol kolamumasin Nitlin. You might think, we might think, that all Dalan Mises Bezdin are Nitle, tam alomar ki kilalasa lokim talui. No, it's because the pasuk in Kiseitzei has the phrase after lo salin nivlaso al ha'eitz ki kilalas alokim talui. It is the klala of Hashem that is hanging. Ma mekal azeh shebeskila. So how does the first opinion of Eliezer interpret kilalas alokim? The one who is mekalel alokim, the one who cursed God, is talui. So ma mekal azeh shebeskila av kol shebeskila, and we compare. Just like the Makalel is with Skila, and then Nitzles, so too, anyone who is put to death by Bezdin, of course, Beskila, Devre Eliezer. The Chacham Omrim, no. Focus on the specific person or emphasis of the Torah. Ma Makalel Zeh Shekafar Be'ikr. Avkosha kofar be'ikr, just like the Makala was kofar be'ikr, so too anyone who's kofar be'ikr, meaning Oved Avodah Zarah. But my kemiflagi, what's the machlokas? They're both looking at the pasuk that talks about Makala, and they're both, one is expanding it more, one is limiting it more. So what's the machlokas about? Rabbanan darshi klalei uprati, Rebbe Eliezer darish ribui umi ute. The question is, which tool of drasha do we use? Klal uprat or riba umiyet? And which is more inclusive? So Rashi here beautifully describes exactly the difference between a klal uprat and a ribu umiyet, says Rashi in the last Rashi. V'yesh chilek means elazeh. There's a difference. Which is more inclusive? Which is less? Prat hainu pirish aklal. Klal uprat means you have a klal, you have a principle that it should apply to everything. You have a specific listed afterwards, so that's a limit. Pirish aklal, it explains the klal. V'ein bichlal elamashe v'prat. And you limit it to the specifics. V'afilu adomel uprat, ein misrabim in aklal. Klal uprat is very specific. You have a rule? No, it's specifically this. Aval hadarsho b'miut lo akar es haklal mimkomo. If there's ribui umiyet, that is used not to specify a specific case. Lo doesn't, is not oker the rule. Ela miute b'miksas. Shemitchilo hayamashma kol davar ubahamiyut umiyet mashmao shlotomer hakol b'mashma elakigonze hakasuv acharav adomin lo. Riba umiyet is to give an example of what's included, but not to limit and be oker the rule. Klal uprat is very specific and being oker. So whenever we have a machlokas about those two, those are the way that we should understand this. Now the Gemara explains, Rabbanan darshi klali uprati. The Rabbanan darshi klali uprati, which we just said, is more limiting. V'humas v'salisa klal. Anyone who's killed is then nitle. That's the general. Ki kilalas prat. Mekala then is the prat, specific. Ihavi makarvi lahadadi. So, says the Gemara, if they would have been right next to each other, the klal and the prat, right, the humas visalisa, and if it would have been right next to each other, so then Amrinan, ein b'chlal elamash prat, we would have said the klal only includes the prat, hani, or high in midi akrini lo. If it was right next to each other, like a regular klal prat, we would have only said makalel. Because there's a little break, says the Gemara, hashta, demarchaki mehadati, since there's a little break, in between you have the phrase, lo salin nivlaso ala eitz. in the, between the klal and the prat. So then, ahani li ribuye avodas kochavim the dami le. You include one more case, not just bakala, but also avodah zara. Klal prat would have limited to only that case. Ein bechlal al mash beprat, as we say. But because it's a little distant, so we include one more. It's not limiting it totally. We'll get back to that line. Bezos Hashem. Rebbe Eliezer, Darish Ribu Yumiyat. Rebbe Eliezer says, no, Darish Ribu Yumiyat. Vuhumas Visalisa Ribuy. That's the inclusion. Kikilas alo kikilas miyut. So that's limiting it. So Iavi Makarvila Hadodi, Lohavi Marbinan Ella Avodas Kacham the Damila Vachalmili. I would have included and said it's just an example, and Megadiv and Avodazar would have been included. Hashta Demarcha Kime Hadodi, now that there's a separation, you include even more. Ahani li ribuye Shar Haniskalin. You include all those that are Niskalin. I think I misspoke before, not just all those that are Dalin Mises Bas, and at least though all of the Niskalin are included. So that's the basis for the Limud. There's a very interesting line in the Rambam. Very unusual, I would say. Where the Rambam takes this Gemara and uses it to explain why he places certain halachos along with other halachos. The Rambam in Hilchas Avodah Zarah. The Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Vav. The Rambam says, Kol ha-modeh ba-avodah zarah shehi emes. Anyone who's modeh, that Avodah Zarah is true. Afal bishalo avda. Even though he did not do any service to it. It's blasphemous. Even if a person doesn't do any avoda to the avodah zarah, but if he just agrees that the avodah zarah has certain power. So then, that is a mecharif umagadif. V'echad ha'ovid avodah zarah, v'echad ha'magadif es Hashem. So whether Ovid Avodah Zarah or Megadiv is Hashem, Shene'emar, as the Pasuk says, V'anefesh Shetasa Biadrama, Mena Ezrach, Umen Ager, as Hashem, Umegadiv, Lefichach, Tolin Ovid Avodah Zarah, Kemosha Tolin as Umegadiv, V'shne'em Niskalin, our Gemara. That is why these two have the halacha, right? The Rambam is quoting the Shita of the Chachamim, only Megadiv and Avodah Zarah. But then the Rambam adds one line, Umipnei Zeh, and because of this similarity between them, that they're both kafar, they're both mekharif and magadeif as Hashem, kalalti din magadeif behilchas avodah zarah. The Rambam writes this in Mishnah Torah. This is why I put magadeif in hilchas avodah zarah. Sheshneim kofrim beikarhein. They both are denying the ikar. How many times in Mishnah Torah does Rambam explain why he puts a certain halacha in a certain set of halachas? I don't know, too many times. Here's one of them right here. Perek Beis, Halacha Vav, in Hilchas Avodah Zarah. Why am I putting Megadef here? Where else? See, where else would Megadef fit? Maybe Hilchas Mamrim. Right, being rebellious to God. He already has there Zakein Mamre and Ben Sorer Mora, Kibud Avaim. So, okay, we would have understood there. Hilchas Yisodei HaTorah, where he talks about Hilchas Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem. There are other options, right? You can only say, well, why is it here? Why isn't it there? If there's other options. But there are other options, right? So that's why the significance of that Rambam. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Ha'ish Nitzla, said the Mishnah, the next Machlokas, whether a man or a woman is Nitzla, both or just the man. So my time at the Rabbanan, why did the Rabbanan say that only men and women don't have the second element? My time at the Rabbanan, Amar Kra, Visalisa Oso, Oso Velo Osa. Him and on her, we are Medaik. Rebbe Eliezer, Oso Belok Suso. Rebbe Eliezer darshins Oso not to exclude women, but as we mentioned last time, Belok Suso. And you remove his begadim so that the death happens quicker. V'Rabbanan, in Achinami. Ela Amar Kra, v'chiyeh v'ish chet, ish v'lo isha. See, darshan ish, you don't darshan oso. Tosfos notes, what do you need the drasha of oso v'lo osa by tliya? Didn't we already remove his clothes by skila? Right, so what do you mean, an extra limit by tliya? Says Tosfos, v'yaf agav demisha skila haya arum, sal kedaitach shel yal bishuhu b'sha tliya. The hava means that you put his clothes back on by tliya. It's more embarrassing. Even though, as we'll see, he's only up there for about 10 seconds. Right, but still, you know, that would have been the Havamina. Right, Kamash Malon, not. The Rebbe Eliezer, the Gemara continues. Rebbe Eliezer, what does he do with the word ish? Hai kiyeh v'ish, my darish bay. So Amar Ish Lakish, hahu lemute ben sorer umore. That a ben sorer umore is, even though he gets skila, so the second halacha wouldn't apply. Rashi quotes the Gemara later on. We're going to have a whole perek ben sora mora, but Rashi quotes, the afagav dibis skila, asakra limute, dechsev ish, uben sora mora, lo havi ish. Dim hayaroy laholid, lo hayanidon, dechsev ben. We'll get to all the distinctions and limitations of ben sora mora in that perek, but it's only a specific age. You got to catch it when he's called a ben sora mora and not the ish. Period. Vahatanya says the Brisa, wait a minute. Ben sora mora in his covenant, it's not different, Eliezer. Well, Eliezer says, the Brisa says that he is nitzlet. Elam Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, l'rabos ben sora mora. Right? It's to include. Why would I have thought otherwise? My taima. Da amar kra, v'chiyev ish chet, ish v'lo ben. So that word ish would have excluded ben sora mora. Chet, Misha al chet o neherag, yatza ben sora mora, sha'al shem sofo neherag. Chet, for a sin, ben sora mora is not killed for his sin, but for his future sins, right? One of the unusual, difficult, challenging halachas. Nidon al shem sofo, preventative, so to speak, based on what the roots of what we see right now, al sofo neherag. So therefore, he shouldn't be nitzlat. So ish excludes him, and chet excludes him. Says the Gemara, Havi miut achar miut, two exclusions in a row, vein miut achar miut, ella l'rabos. And when there are two miutim, so then we say that is an inclusion. Right, how does that work? The Yad Ramah here discusses two ways to understand, ein miut achar miut, ella l'rabos. Does that mean there is one miut, and then the second miut excludes from the first miut? And therefore, it's an inclusion. Exclusion, and then exclude the exclusion, and therefore it's an inclusion. That's one way to understand miut achar miut. Ein miut achar miut, elo l'rabos, klomar sheha miut hasheni memait min hamiut harishon. V'nimse marbe bi'ikar v'achanami. That's what one possibility. But then he says another one is another understanding of miut ein miut achar miut elo l'rabos. Tekivat miuta basra lo itzrich lemiuta. The second miut you don't need. Tenafka lemiuta kama. You already excluded from step one. What do you need a second step for? Ikala meimar, it could be that this is what it's teaching me. Deligiluye ale de miuta kama hu daasa. La ashmiina tiheche de miuta basra lo asa la miuta. Miuta kame nami lo asa la miuta. Ela dugma ba'al menakat. The second miut is megala that the first miut is not a miut. Meaning, just like the second miut is not needed because you already have the first miut, it's being megala that the first miut shouldn't be understood as a miut. And therefore, together, the both of them do not exclude anything, right? And it will be in the opposite direction of inclusion. So he says that in the opposite order of what how I said it, but that is those are the two suggestions of ein miut achar miut, ela le l'rabos. The Ramban, we discussed, remember the Ramban that we mentioned a number of times already in this Pesachta, the Ramban in Parshas Kiseitse, where the Ramban discusses the four people. The Gemara says later on in Daf Peites, the Dalash at Shrichan Achraza, the four people that have announcements before their death, the four people that are not put to death so much per se for what they did, but for what they represent and what it could lead to. And one of them, as we know, remember, was Ben Sora Mora, Nidon Hashem Sofo, right? Because of how the undermining of society of the youth that he represents. Ben Sora Mora, the Zaken Mamre, right? That he is Hashem Shemayim. Right, he feels that the rest of the Sanhedrin is wrong, and he was outvoted, but he's undermining the judicial system. If he's outvoted, he can't go and paskin and tell other people to follow him. That would be a splintering of the whole Jewish legal system. Ben Sora Mora. And Edom Zomamin, Kasha Zomam lo Kasha Rasa. Right, if they're successful, Dafka, they're not punished. It's only what they tried to do. And Mesas, and the one who tried to convince others to do Avodah Zarah, which again has come up and will come up in the future as well. So this is exactly what the Gemara says here, right? He's not killed for his chait, but he's killed al shem sofa. We mentioned in the parsha here this past week about the Tiferes Shimshon, Rav Pinkus, who discusses how the root, the only thing that's beferish in the Torah by Ben Sora Mora, besides not listening to his parents, lack of kibud avim, right? But all it says is zolel v'sove, a glutton, an overeating, an achila gasa. That's the root. And the Gemara says, Ben Sora Mora, according to one opinion, never happened. It's there for us to learn from. Drosh v'kabal schar. So what can we learn from the Betzora Mora? This is a biggie. How we eat. Achilos. Not just making sure that the food that we eat is kosher, but the way we eat it has to be kosher. The achila, not just the ochel, has to have a good hechsher on it. And therefore we have to realize, he discusses, quotes from one of the tzaddikim, the greatest skula, you know how sometimes we like are eating a very hot food. We blow and we eat it and we burn ourselves, even though we blew on it. Just wait a few seconds. He says the greatest skula of cooling off your food is saying two mishnayos. Right? We say two mishnayos, that's it. All of a sudden the food's going to be cool. But what we have to have it is burning hot. Right? You have to realize that how we eat is very crucial. As we know, that could be the Isser. It's counted by the Monia Mitzvahs, the Isser Ben Sora Mora, right? Could apply, it's Achila Zola Vasove. So this is even if, as the Rabban talks about Kedoshim Tiyu, again, it branches and connects to many different topics, but that is one message that we can learn from the Ben Sora Mora actions and results that are described in the Torah. Okay. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Lahan Rebbe Eliezer. Says Rebbe Eliezer in the Mishnah, how could you say that the case that only two people, right, the Megadiv and Avodah, how can you say women are a Nitzla, right? It's the story of Alashim and Shetach, Tolan Hashem B'chulu. Amar Rav Chisda, what's the rule that the Rabbanan said back? Oh, he did it the same day. So you see, it's a Rasha. What's not allowed to be the same day? So Amar Rav Chisda, Lo Shon Ela B'shtei Misos. Two different misos cannot be the same day because Bezin has to be able to focus on each one and try to find the schus for each one. Therefore, you can't do two the same day. Avo b'misa achas donin, same misa you can. So the Gemara says, what was the conversation in the Mishnah? For misa the Shimon ben Shetach, the misa achas havi v'ka'amru le'dein donin. For Shimon ben Shetach, it was the same misa. They were all machashefa, weren't they? And therefore, what was the riot there? Rabbanan was saying, oh, you see, that's not allowed. It is allowed. So how does that work? So Ela Yidmar Hachi Yidmar. No, this is what Rav Chisda meant to say. Lo shano ela b'misa achas ke'ein shtei misos. One misa, ke'ein shtei misos, that is what is allowed on the same day. V'heichi dami kagon shtei averos. Right? I'm sorry, that's what's not allowed. Two averos are for sure not allowed. But even the same misa, ke'ein shtei misos. That's like ke'ein two averos. What does that mean? Right, misa achas keishtei misos, even if it's the same misas bezdin. But if it's a different aveira, that's not allowed on the same day. So for example, Rashi quotes, last skinny lines, Shabbos and Avodah Zarah. They're both chiyuv skila, but that's not allowed on the same day, because it's two averas, even if it's the same misa. Aval misa achas, aveira achas donin, only the same misa and the same aveira, that's allowed on the same day. So what happened with Shimon ben Shetach? It was different averos. Ov and Yidoni. There are many different types of sorcery that the Torah assers. Oh, we count them separately as separate mitzvahs. Oh, we've discussed this in mitzvah shirim. Oh, yidoni, chover chaver, onein, machashev. So they're all different. So those are considered, even though it's the same misa, but they're different. And that was what the Rabbanan was saying to Rabbi Lezer. You know, it can't be the same. The Meiri has a daya. As a daya here, where he has another chilek, which is not mafurish. He says, maybe what it means, yesh mefarshim, misa achas, beguf aveira achas. That's the one. Kigon, no eif, vino efes, ze im ze. That's one action. Ukigon shnei edim, shehuzmu be'edus achas. Right, that's one daya. What does one mean? It doesn't just mean same aveira and same misa, which is what the pashas was, even more limiting. The same avir, the same misa for the same event that was taking place. Two people involved in znus, two people testifying about a case, and they're considered zomamin, so it's even more limiting. The Miri says he doesn't like that, doesn't think that pshat is the lamaisa, v'adverm nirim kedas harishon. But he has that deya that's quoted here. Masiv, so we continue. So Masiv, v'adar barava. One second. Doesn't the Brisa say, ein donid shnayim, biyom echad afilu b'noi v'no efes? According to everybody, right? That's right. You can't judge the two in the same day, even the same aveira, the same misa, the same everything. Even the Miri's pshat is akasha. So Tergem Rav Chisda Babas Koinu Bola. No, that brisa could be referring to a case where there's different misos for the same action. Bas Koinu Bola, special din of Bas Koinu. The Torah says Bas Koinu is chayev esreifa. and the Baala is not, or the Bas Kohen v'zomim meza, or the Bas Kohen who has Edom zomimin, she has Edom that said she was considered a Maisa Znus. Then there were other Edom that said, no, those Edom are zomimin. And then there's a third cot that said, the Mazimin are zomimin. So either way, there's a different Misa, right? One's Sreifa, one's Chenek. So the Gemara comes up with cases where you could have the same act with a different Misa. Period. Tanya says the Braisa. This next line is quoted by many, many Rishonim and Poskim, with the Rambam quotes it. We mentioned earlier, the following line of the Braisa is the line here in Sanhedrin and in Shas that Bezdin has sometimes elastic authority for Horasha. Besides the Gemara in Yevamis of Yish Koch B'yad Chachamim Lakar Devar Menat Torah, the Gemara there has one line called Horasha, so that's this. Tanya Rabbeinu Ben Yaakov Omer, Shamati, Shebezdin Makin Va'onshin Shalom Menat Torah. Sometimes Bezdin could give an Onesh, even Makin Va'onshin, not where it's obligatory, Mida Oraisa. V'lo Lavral Divrei Torah, and it's not to destroy or transgress the Torah, Elakadei Laso Siog La Torah. But it's in order to make a fence law for the Torah, meaning it's a Horasha, it's not something permanent, and therefore, this is what the Rabbanan do. The Ran, let's focus on here first, and then we'll branch out. The Ran says right here, well, first he quotes Rashi. Rashi says right here, what does this line mean? Right, the fifth or sixth skinny line. Rashi says, Veloshi is kavnu lavar al divrei Torah, lavud mi libam chiyuv misa l'she'eno chayiv. They're not creating a new chiyuv misa for someone who's not chayiv. They're not violating Baal Tosif. El v'bnei tzorach hashah. Says the Ran, Pirush lepirusho, explaining Rashi, She'ein lohem l'chachamim l'chayiv misa al iser shal divreim kederach takana olamis. They can't be mechayim misa on something forever. That's not chayim misa. Lefi shezeh yeh kemosev al divrei Torah. Avo yesh lehem lanosh eza onesh, lefi tzarech hasha'a kishahadar parutz. Hein onesh malkus, vehein onesh misa. That's also a machlokas rishonim. The Gemara did it, but throughout the generations, is even misa allowed? Or just malkus, so to speak? So, that is a question, the Ran says, and also it should be mumchin and smuchin, and then he says, Aval be'inyin, and this was very common in the days of old, Aval be'inyin malshinim umesiros, those who were malshinim, those who were mosrim, who gave Jews over to the authorities throughout the generations. We've had terrible stories of Jews, self-hating Jews, kfar nispashe taminhag lahargam kishahuksgu b'malshinim, afilu b'chutz la'aretz midin rodef. The Ran quotes that 500 years ago. Says that's the Ran quote, and there are many shuvis throughout the medieval period, throughout the Rishonim, relating to this discussion. The Rush has an important shuva, and the Rush, and again, there are Rishonim on both sides of the issue. The Rush says in a shuva in Klal Yud Zayin, he says, there's a case about a Jew who was causing tremendous problems for the people in his community. He says, B'chol ha'aratzos sheshamati aleihem Ain don in dini nefashis lule po beretz svarad v'tamahati ma'od b'boy halom eich lo yudon in dini nefashis v'lo sanhedrin v'amrule. I don't know how they kill them. V'amrule ki armana demalka. They said, oh, they have the authority of the king. V'gam ha'eda shoftim lahatzil ki kam adamim ha'yu nishpachim yosrim ha'yu nidonim ha'yde gayim v'hinachtim lahem min hagam avo me'olam lo eskamti yimayim alibu nefesh. I didn't think, says the Rosh, they should go so far. V'nitosus yichil Hashem. So v'gam bishol migdar mil. So you find cases, but he says, I'm not sure about death. He has a line. V'mayisi bas kamaschem, daiti haitenote, sheyotziu l'shono mipiv. Says, he's causing problems. He's causing so many Jews to be killed, and causing a miserable life for the Jews of the town. So you have to punish him. It's a rodev. V'yachatchu rov ha-medaber shavolshono, v'ta'almana sifsosav, u'bedaber hazeh yamudu lo kipa'alo, v'zosi nekama mufersemes haniris b'chol yom leinai. There have been Jews throughout history that have caused so much tragedy for the fellow Jews. V'matem asu l'viyonyan k'chol asher yirato b'enechem ki yadati asher kamanaschem shi'izkadei shem shemayim. V'chevez Hashem yislach b'yatchem. So we're not saying anything l'maisa b'zman hazeh, but we're saying the halacha in terms of how it has been used throughout history. The Taz also quotes this line. If you remember, the Taz that has come up, not recently, but the Taz in Ilchos Rosh Hashanah, where the Taz says that the Rabbanan do not have the power to aser something that is davar mefurish l'heter min haTorah. The Taz writes that in Rosh Hashanah and in Yoredeh as well. But he quotes this line of the Gemara also. Bezdin changes certain things, lo lavar al divrei Torah, el aso siog la Torah. This is where it comes from, this Gemara. Good. And two other examples given in the Gemara. Umaisa be'echa charachav al sos b'shabes b'yimei yevanim v'hevim lebezim v'sakluhu. Somebody violated an iser d'rabbanan on Shabbos of riding a horse, and Bezdin killed him. Lo mibnei sheroi l'kach, not because that's the halacha. Ela shashot tzricha l'kach, that the generation, and we're assuming this person, you know, was such a leader in terms of the chilul Hashem that was taking place, that Bezdin had to do that. A man took his wife in public and was with her together in public, in full view, under a fig tree. They gave him Malkus. Not because, where's the Isser in the Torah? Where's the Isser in the Torah of getting Malkus if a man and wife, husband and wife, not when she's a Nida, when she's Muteris? The answer is, it's inappropriate. And it's not a Maisa's Nuz per se, but it is something that undermines the feeling of society, what society is supposed to be. Ela Shasha Tzricha L'kach, right? The Shah needs it, right? Rashi quotes, Mipnei Shayiprutzim Ba'averos. Shayilochzin, right? And therefore this act was considered a terrible act. And the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch both quote this, halacha, by the way, that even between a husband and a wife, there are certain behaviors that are not supposed to be done in public. Right, there's, and obviously, hitiach es ishto, maisabi is for sure usher, in public, and that was many of the halachas, that in that area of halacha, the end of the second chelik of the Mishnah Berurah, are all about the privacy nature of this act. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Ketzad Tolanoso. Again, we could spend a lot more time on that, giving examples. You can look in the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch, and see Mitav Chaf Hei, and all the poskim related to that. That's really where the action is. Says the Mishnah, Ketzad Tolin Oso. So how we tola? How we tola? There's a lot on this daf. There's a lot in Mesechah Sanhedrin. Mishakan Esakura Ba'aretz V'ha'etz Yotzei. What do we do? We don't just take a tree that's growing. We'll see what the sources are and why we do this. But we stick a pole into the ground. V'ha'etz Yotzei Mimena U'makif Shtei Yadav Zu Agav Zu V'tola Oso. And we hang him on the horizontal beam that is connected to this other beam that is vertically into the ground, inserted into the ground. Rabbi Yossi Omer Akora Mutala Kosel V'tol Oso Kedersha Tabachim Osim. No, you just take one beam and lean it diagonally against the wall. Right, two different ways of understanding. Umatir Noso Miyad. There it is. Something that not everybody realizes. The second after you put him up, you untie him. And as we'll see in the Gemara, you have two people doing it, so it goes even faster. One person tying, one person untying. He's up there for 2 seconds. It's just a mitzvah of tliya. It's never that he's hanging like we picture the sons of Haman, right? It's never there. It's never that. It's more for more than a second. V'imlan over Allah Belosa say. And if we leave him hanging overnight, it's an Issa Daraisa. Isad Araisa Shinemar Lo Sol and Ivaso Allah Aits. Ki kavar tik barenu bayamahu ki kilasa lokim talui. Losatameza Masra, Ugomer Klomar, Lipide Maze Talui Mabne Shabir Khadashem and Ipsashim Shemay Mishalel. Right, it's a kilasa lokim, and therefore the Isser is Lo Talin. There's Baltalin when it comes to not paying a worker on time, and there's Baltalin by leaving someone hanging that should be buried. Right? This is one of the sources for the mitzvah of kavura, right? Ki kavar tik barenu. Amar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, just once that this pasuk is quoted, so before we get back to that, we just have somewhat of a parenthetical statement. Amar Rabbi Meir. B'shosh ad mitztayer, when a person is being pained, when a person is going through a tough time, yisurin. Shechina ma'alashon omeris. The Shechina, Hashem, is imo anochi b'tzara. The Shechina, as if cries out, kalani me'roshi, kalani me'zroi. My head, my arm is light and in pain. Meaning, in our pasuk, ki kilas alakim talui, and we dash him from the word kilas, kalani, right? That's where it's coming from. If Hashem is upset, even when a Rasha has to die, kal v'chomer al damen shel tzadikim, surely on the dam of tzadikim. The Torah's Chaim here, on this daf, is a long piece, but in short, why dafka the Rosh and the Zroa? He connects it to the Gemara in Brachas, where Hashem wears tefillin. And the Zroa and the Rosh are the two makomos of the tefillin. Kalani, oy, you know, my tefillin, which talks about the praise of Am Yisrael, right? Mika Am Chisol Goyechad Ba'aretz. So that's what pains me when this is what happens. What has to happen? Velozu Belvad Amru. And not only do we say that one of the Mises Bezdin has to be removed, Elakala Malanes Mace. So anyone who does not bury a mace in an appropriate time, over below sase, that is an iser d'araisa, the mitzvah of kvura. No, the mitzvah of kvura, a lot to talk about by the mitzvah of kvura. But halinei lechvodo, if we delay the burial for his kavod, lahavilo aron v'tachrichin, to bring an aron, to bring tachrichin, or, as many posts can talk about in Yaradeya, right, for relatives to come, rachmana litzlan, in any of these cases, ain't over a love, so then there's no iser, obviously, and that's maisim b'chol yom. That levayas are delayed in order for the covet of the niftar. Stop there for a minute. Again, the mitzvah of kvura, we could have an entire shir on it. But just to mention one or two points. Rav Shechter writes in Eretz Tzvi, quoting from Rav Soloveitchik, that the mitzvah of kvura at root, amazingly, comes from the Braisa in Mesechet Megillah. Tashmishe mitzvah and tashmishe kedusha. We know tashmishe mitzvah, shofar, lulav, sukkah, can be nizrakin. While tashmishe kedusha, mezuzah, sefer Torah, right, the box of the mezuzah, that all has to be buried. Why? What's the difference? The price in Megillah Chavav, because anything connected to the ksav of Torah has inherent kedusha and therefore needs to be buried. Geniza. And continues with Soloveitchik, and maybe that's the root of the mitzvah of kvura. The kvura is Yisrael. Why? Because every Jew has the connection to Torah. And even if they never learned anything in their lives, they learned in utero, as the Gemara Anita tells us. And therefore, the root of Kvura is that mitzvah. Ve'api yizod zeh, he says, afilu b'yisrael shu ama ares, v'lo asak b'torah klal kol yama, v'kol makam kaim alon zeh bizman shavlad b'mea imo melam dino so kol atorah kula. And therefore, may also alimud hu shenotzer v'nitzhavet b'nafsho shu kol adam yisrael ha'ava hativis ha'misuteres la'ashem yisparach. And that is the root of the mitzvah of kvura. That is the one suggestion. There's another suggestion also we mentioned in various contexts, the mitzvah HaMelech, Rav Sement writes in his Sefer on the Sefer HaMitzvos, that there are certain sources that point to the fact that it's not just the mitzvah HaGavra, that we have a chiyuv to bury, but the destiny of the guf, the destiny of every guf is to be buried. We might call it a din in the chefsa. Right, the chefsa, that everybody, as it says, me'afar batav, el'afar tashuf, right, the destiny of every body is to be returned to the ground, right, and not just to the, not just buried. We're going to have a havamina on Amud Beis about maybe just in an aron, not dafke in the ground. Dafke in the ground has to do with the cycle of life. Cycle of life. A person comes from the ground. Where did a person come from the ground? Adam Arishon. Mankind came from the ground, right? Hashem created Afar, Adam, may Afar minha Adama, and ultimately every man, the destiny of every man is to return his guf to his creator, and the neshama goes back, right? Nasa Adam, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu breathed into us the nefesh chaya, and at the time, right, when the time comes after 120, Hashem takes the neshama back to its source, and the guf goes back to its source, and that's where the mitzvah of Kura comes from, to help complete this cycle of Tov Yom Hamaves Miyom Hivaldo, right? To complete that cycle, as Shlomo HaMelech said, right? That's also part of behind the mitzvah of Kvura. The Chashuk Yechemet here discusses one case. Somebody commanded, he wants to be ready for Tchias HaMesim. So he wants to be buried standing straight up. That was in his Sivui, in his will. So what do we do? So he goes in through the postgame, and Lamaisa, we say that's Kfuras Chamor, and we don't listen. We don't have to listen. We don't have to listen to that, and therefore we bury normally. And he quotes there. The story is quoted elsewhere also. In the Rav Moshe biography is also quoted that there was a certain Malshin, certain person who caused tremendous sorrows for the Jewish community while he was still a Rav in Russia. And before he was, when he died, the Chevra Kadisha wanted to bury him in bury him upside down, bury him something, because he caused such tsaros. Ramosha says, no way, bury him normally. He passed going to bury him normally. The day after the burial, the authorities, the police came over and said, we want to exhume the body. They're like, what do you want to exhume the body? We want to exhume the body. So they went to exhume the body and they looked and they said, okay, fine. What happened? This Malshin knew that the Jews would have wanted to do something to him, and so he gave a note to be opened after he died to the authorities, saying, "I bet the Jews are going to bury me in an opposite way," and he was going to get them all in trouble. But they listened to Ramosha. Listen, Ramosha buried him in a normal way, and in that way, Shalom al Yisrael. There was no future tragedy there. Okay, we continue. Again, this daf is all jam packed. Says the Gemara below. Says the Mishnah. V'lo yikovar naso bekiras avosav. And right after a person is put to death by Beis Din. He's not buried in his kever avos. Ella shtei batekvaros hayu mesukana la Beis Din. There were two other areas. Achas l'neharagin u'lenechnakin, the lighter deaths. Va'achas l'neskalin u'lenesrafin. Nesach alabaser, but once the body starts to decompose or is decomposed, malakten esvat samos v'kovernos amim koman, then he can be moved to a regular kever ha'avos. Again, a major topic. What are reasons that one is allowed to do likud atzamos to move to kever avos? Vakrovim ba'im mishalim b'shalom adayanim. And after the death, the relatives come to ask shalom from the judges. U'b'shalom ha'edim klamar she'ebi libeinu aleichem shadin libeinu aleichem. We don't hold any grudges on you. Shadin emes dantem. Right? They're forced to do this. They should do this to create our mar b'shalom b'reus. The lawyer misablin. And there was no regular avelus. We shown to discuss, is there no need for avelus, or is there an isser of avelus here? V'loyim is avon, the language of the Rambam and the Yad Ramah, lo hayo ra'ui. It's inappropriate, right? Because it's part of the kapara process. That's why lo hayo is avon. But the Mishnah says, aval onenin shiraninus ela b'leiv. There was aninus, but not avelus. Part of that might be because aninus is daraisa. Someone needs a daraisa. Avelus is a machlokas, whether it's daraisa or drabanan. But that is the line. The Yad Ramah also says here, v'yesh lefaresh, d'loayim is ablin d'havi davar hanir'eh. Avelus is public. People see. Nihugim of avelus. And it says in Mishlei, uba avod rishaim rina. You can't show such sadness when we just fulfill the mitzvah of uviyarta or mikirbecha. But aninus, A, that's private. B, says the Yad Ramah beautifully, it's their relative. You can't say not to. Even if it was terrible, it's their relative. Matam onanim sheinanina el belay ve'ein adam yachol lechbosh es yitzro shalo yidva al krovo. In most cases. And therefore, there are exceptions to the rule. So therefore, we can't eliminate it. Right? Kind of like the Sefer HaChinuch says on the mitzvah of Tumas Kohanim, that a Kohen is allowed and even obligated to be Matami for his seven relatives, derachad derachay noam. How can you tell a son that he can't go to his father's levaya? How can you say that, even to a Kohen? Okay, a Kohen Gadol. But a Kohanim, and therefore a similar idea, you can't expect that. Viter. Tana Rabbanan, Ilu nomar chet v'salisa ha'isi omer tolen oso v'yachakach v'misen oso k'der Hashem Malchus osa. If it says v'salisa, right, tolen, if it says chet v'salisa, I would have thought you're tole before. You hang before you kill. Tamalot, like certain governments do. Tamalomar v'humas v'salisa. Mamisa noso v'yachakach tolen oso. The misa happens first. Ha'ketzad. Mashen oso atzavol ha'shkiyasachama. After the skila takes place, or whenever it takes place, you wait till shkia. The gomer is dino. I'm sorry. During the masu matan, you have the gemar din right before shkia, right? So there's no inu yadin. The gomer is dino. Umamisa noso v'yachakach tolen oso. Right before shkia. Echad kosher, v'echad matir. And you have two people, k'di l'kayim mitzvahs tliyah, so that the tliyah is done, but it's done quickly, right before shkia. Tana Rabbanan. So now let's talk about the pole and the tree. Eitz. It says eitz. Shomei ani bein betalash bein mechubar. Eitz, I would have thought, even if it's a detached piece of wood. Tamalomar ki kavor tikparenu. Ki she'ena mechusar ela kfura, yatzazesha mechusar ketzitza v'kfura. You have to do it in a way so that all you have to do afterwards is bury, not cut down and bury. Because as we'll see, as we mentioned yesterday, right, the tree is going to get buried too, right? So therefore, it has to be cut. So just insert it into the ground. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mishena Mechuzar Ela Kvura, Yatadesha Mechuzar, Tlisha Vekvura. Right, so he said you can't even stick it in. That's why you just lean it up against the wall, Rabbi Yossi says. Rabbanan Tlisha Lav Klomu. Rabbanan say, no, Tlisha is not anything that is significant. Discussion here in the Rishonim, I forgot to mention it. In the Mishnah says you can't leave him overnight because you'll violate the Isra Bal Talin. What about the Bitul Aseh of Kikavar Tikbarenu? Why does the Mishnah only mention the Los Aseh and not the Aseh, the Mrs. Aseh of Kfura? So it could be, the Rishonim discussed, the Yad Ramah discusses here, the Radvaz has a tshuva, that it could be that the Mitzvah Aseh is the one that's by Shkia and the Los Aseh is the next morning. There could be a difference, maybe not, but maybe yes. The Yad Ramah suggests that the Isra Bal Talin is only by Alos HaShachar. If you left him overnight, but the Mitzvah of Kvura, the Bitul Aseh would kick in even if you left him only until Shkia the night before. There could be chilukim between the Aseh and the Los Aseh. Tanya. Omer Rabbi Meir, I'm sorry, Klomar, Bibri Mazat Olam Reish Beer for Chulu, Tanya. So what did the Mishnah say? You can't leave him up because man is created in Selam Elokim, and as Kikil Es Elokim Talui. Tanya, Omer Rabbi Meir, Mashlo, Mashal, Lamad Avardome, says the Tosefta, I'll give you a Mashal, Lishnei Achim to Omim, Beir Achas, twin brothers, Echam Inuhu Melech, Echad Yatzal Listios, one's a robber, and one's the king. Tziva HaMelech v'taluhu. The king gave the command and they had to hang him. Kol HaRoos Omer HaMelech talui. Tziva HaMelech v'horiduhu. Right, so it's an embarrassment to the king. So too, it's amazing. It's an embarrassment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when somebody with Selam Elokim is hanging. Right, as the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Right, Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tselem. And therefore, one has to keep that in mind, and that's why there's no one has to be morid. The Ramban in Dvarim on this pasuk discusses. We know the tragic story in Navi that we discussed also a couple of weeks ago. It came up that the sons of Shaul were hung. David had to give them over to the Givonim. That they forced, right? That was a horashah, right? That they were hanging for so long in the seasons, remember? And there was a woman who went to make sure that the birds didn't get to the bodies. That wasn't Mikra Adin. That was a special story why that happened and why that needed to happen. But it's not that is the halacha. I'm Rabbi Meir, Bechulu, my mashma. So how does Rabbi Meir get this, that Kalani Meroshi, Amar Abaya, Kamanta Amar, Kal Lace. As everyone says, it's not light, meaning it's heavy. Why don't you just say the positive? My head and my arm are so heavy. So El Amaravi Darshan did it a little differently. Command Amar, kill li alma. The world is light on me, meaning I'm like feeling faint and I'm so upset. So Haimi Baile the Gufe. One second, don't you need the pasuk just to teach me the din of taking down the one who died? MK Neimakra Mikalel. My kill alas. So you learn both. Maybe the whole thing is just about the Shechina crying. Okay, you learn the halacha and you learn the hashkafa. If we delay burying, by Yomahu. Mikan Lamalan as Mesa Shover below Sase. Ika da Amri, a slightly different version. Amr Yochanan, Mishum of Shumay Chai, Remez the Kurminator Aminayan. The Achronim say the difference is whether 2 days in the Gemara, whether it's a mitzvah daraisa or a mitzvah derabanan, to bury. Remez, it sounds like a derabanan. Tamalomar, Kikabar, Tikrenu, Mikan the Remez the Kurminator. Amr Le Shramalka, Rav Chama, Kurminator Aminayan. Where do you see the mitzvah of Kurminator? Ask Shramalka to Rav Chama. Ishtik v'lamar levelamidi. He didn't give an answer. Amar of Acha bar Yaakov. Imser alma biyada tipshoi. Oh, was that a foolish? Why didn't he give the answer? Dibay levelamimar ki kavor. Why didn't he give that answer? Answer. Delevid le aron. That could have been understood as he was asking, is there burial in the ground, min haTorah? Maybe that pause could have meant that you just put him in a box. You have to have that cover. Right? Which again, that's an amazing havamina. That was what we'd have thought. That relates to what the Mitzvah HaMelech mentioned earlier. Is it a din in the body to be returned to the ground or just a din in the person? Tikbarenu? So it says Tikbarenu. Right? The extra lima, wouldn't have that taught the ground? Lo mashmale. Rashi explains, Goyim, non-Jews, don't understand the Koach HaDrasha. Like, oh, you have an extra word, so that teaches me an extra halacha. That's how Jews think. An extra word teaches me this. But that he wouldn't have accepted that. V'neima midikbar tzadiki. What do you mean? Look throughout Tanakh, right? Tzadikim were buried. Why isn't that a good source? Minag ba'alma. Maybe that would have been the minag, but not an obligation. Mitakari HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. How about that one? Moshe Rabbeinu was buried by God. Delolish tani mi minhaga. That still wouldn't have proven obligation. Hashem didn't want to be Mishana from the Minna. Tashma, v'saftu lo kol Yisrael v'kavro so. Right, what do you mean? It says by the son of Yeravam, the only descendant of Yeravam that was zocha to a burial, Avia, they gave him a hesped and they buried him. So l'shtani mimin haga, same thing. Lo yispedu v'lo yikbaru l'domin apnei adama yiyu. Right, talking about a terrible onesh in Yirmiyo. To l'shtani mimin haga. Right, not that that's a punishment, but it is a punishment, but that's also a change of minhag. Doesn't teach me anything new. So the Gemara ends off by saying, there's not something with full clarity, and that's why Rav Chama did not give the answer. Last section for today, Ibailahu, Kfura Mishum Bizyonahu, O Mishum Kaparahu. The reason we bury, and this also relates to what we were just talking about, is it to save the person from shame? That's why we bury, or does it bring kapara as well? The Ran here says, how does it bring kapara? Because mankind ruled over everything. Domim Someach Chaim Adaber. And now he goes under the domim. Doesn't say it in those words, but that's what he's mentioning. We are rule, and then ultimately our destiny is that not. Va'ach kapar damrina shekfuras karka, hi mechaperes, mishum shematminin oso betachtios aretz, v'hi hachna'a gedola, says the Chidushi Haran. Shebi oso chai hayamoshal akol mine ba'alei chayim. Avo bishi yoser tov, and then he says now, and now not. Tosfos also here discusses, isn't it more kapara if you're not buried? It's even worse. Tosfos discusses that, but not for now. So the Gemara says, is kavura bizayon o kapara l'may nafkamina, dharma lo bina delikvur lahu gavra. If a person writes in his will, don't bury me. Imish amr mishim bizyonahu, if it's embarrassment lo kol kamine. It's not in his power, why? Because it's embarrassment to his family. So he can't be mochel on that. Imisham misham kaparahu, dharma lo bina kapara. A person can say, I don't want the kapara. So ma'isa, which is it? So tashma, midik ver tzadiki. What tzadikim were buried? V'yamr mishum kapara, tzadiki l'kapara tzrichi. Did tzadikim need kapara? If it's just about kapara, what Avram needs kapara? In, says the Gemara, dechsev, adam ein tzad debarez, eshayasa tova lo yachta. Good, as the Pasuk says in Koheles, as we've discussed in the past. Tashma, v'savta lo kol Yisrael v'kabar oso. What about the following Pasuk, right? They buried him, and that was also by Avia. On the side, it continues the Pasuk, ki zeh levado, yavol ravim lekever. If it's kapara, so why don't we want Rishon to be buried? They need the kapara. Answer: Hi, did tzaddik put tevilei kapara? Hanach delo, hanach lo levi le kapara. A tzaddik we want to give the kapara to. Part of the punishment is that they're not going to get the kapara through the burial. Tashma lo yisafdu velo yikaveru. Delo levi le kapara. Right? Doesn't that show that they're not going to be buried? So no, it means that they're not going to have kapara. Either way, there's no answer given. There's no maskana given to this question of what is the root of kavura. We know it's a mitzvah, but we don't have that root. The next question is going to be, what about hespedim? What about hespedim? Is the hesped kavod achai or kavod ames? Right? We've discussed in the past. What about nicham avelim? Is nicham avelim kavod achai kavod ames? Right? The Rambam discusses that in Hilchos Avil. Either way. Okay, we'll have to stop here. By Bailu, Marzdaf, I'm not going to be giving, so the next two will be put up from the last cycle, and Ben Hashem will pick up afterwards on next week. Okay, we'll stop here.